I believe sometimes we know ourselves, and I guess if you want to do something, you have to first challenge yourself. And it's through challenging ourselves that we actually find out what we're capable of doing. Because I guess through every challenge, there is a point which we all must go through, and it's that reality, the pain of maybe accepting something, or the pain of actually just having to go through the pain in order to get through to through the door. Basically, in the sense, like, a lot of doors will be shut in your face, but if you don't keep going, you will never see that door that will actually open. So there's going to be many doors. There's so many doors around us, and not all of them are going to open for us, but only way to find out is to actually knock every single door until you find that door that opens.
Knock, knock, who's there? It's Milo Fico in the house. You are now tuning into Hello Hello Kopi Camilo podcast featuring younger brother Josh Moyo, one half of the famous burger joint based in Brighton, Moyo's Burgers. Truthfully, one of the most delicious burgers I've ever tasted in my life. No cap. On this episode, I had a chance to have a conversation with a younger brother, George Moyo. We talk about life, we talk about wisdom, we talk about faith, and why one person should just keep on swimming, keep on knocking those doors until you find what you're looking for, man. Good things will come by. Stay positive. No, manifestation starts from within. Whatever you believe will come through. You know what it is. The brain power. Secret sauce. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Peace. Lots of love. Milo.
The style of Milo. The style of Milo.
How does it feel like to be you, George? Like, to, like, really, really, how does it feel like to be you as a person?
To be me as a person?
Yeah.
It's a very good question. I've never asked myself that question. You know, but I mean, sometimes, I mean, I don't know if you do it, but sometimes I do look in the mirror and I just try to see myself, you know, to see how I'm feeling. Childhood is a big part into who we become later on in life. And I guess we've both had a very interesting childhood in the sense that, you know, our parents were separated very young. So
similar stories.
Yeah, so from a younger age, lived with our father. There was five of us from my mother, and two of us went to live with my dad, all boys. So I guess I was the third born and he's the first. So yeah. We went to live with my father. My father, obviously, very educated man, was a diplomat, a lecturer at a couple of the universities in Zambia before he became a diplomat, and then traveled a bit, him being a diplomat. So we were in the Middle East for a while, but ultimately, finally, we ended up in England. And I guess this is where we became kind of like men, I guess, where we could make our own decision to say, okay, we're going to try and swim out into the pond now by ourselves without the kind of like being under the, what do you call it? Not so much a cushion. It's like, I guess when you're young, up to a certain age, 18, you're still a dependent on your family. When you're 18, you can bite a taste of freedom.
Right.
You know, you say, okay, I can go over there by myself. To be me, I guess for me, it's just about the idea of what I would like before I move on to the next phase of whatever this life is I would like to see that I've done some good, and ultimately, I guess I've helped my family. But I think it's just ultimately it's just to see that I've done some good, you know, with my life, because it comes back to that old saying that you can only really help people when you are able to help yourself.
Like, you have to be in the dry land.
Yeah, you know, if we come back to the water.
Yeah.
If I'm in the water and everybody's in the water, I have to be realistic and say, look, if I stop swimming, who's gonna save me? Because everybody's swimming. They don't wanna sink. So I have to swim. And unless I'm on dry land, I can't really help anybody out of the water.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm only gonna be still in the water with them, trying to help them in the water, and we're both in the water, so I'm not really achieving anything. So the best thing is to focus on yourself, make yourself strong enough, and once you're strong enough, you can help. And again, that's a choice that everybody has. You know, you can choose to help or not to help. You know, I guess it comes back to our personal individual characters of who we are. For me, I'll just want to be in a position to be able to help. Not just myself, the people around me as well. If it's giving them a sense of strength or, I don't know, motivation. But I guess I have to put myself in that position first, where I can be the example rather than just another issue in the mess of everything. I put that philosophy on myself more than anybody, because it's, I mean, for myself, every day is a challenge, but within myself to do the things that I have to do. And at the end of the day, I know I always have two options, is to do it or not to do it. There's never really an in-between where you have to do something, because it just means you're distracting yourself. So the idea with everything I've gone through from the beginning up to now, I've always said to myself, I can only do two things. And I always challenge myself with the idea that I can either swim or sink. And I reflect that onto everything that I do, because I think it's a very simple philosophy in life, and it's very clear. At the end of the day, we all make decisions on a subliminal level that dictate what the outcome of whatever the situation that we're looking at or what we're trying to do. So sink or swim for me says it all. You either sink or swim, and everybody's in the water. Some people are swimming, and some people are drowning. Faith is, I think, an area where everybody interprets it differently. You know, some people only believe, as you said, in what they can see or how far they can see. The idea of believing from within is the belief that even though things might seem impossible, they're not impossible. Because that's like when you say to yourself that I believe I can do something. If you believe it and you make a step every day towards that belief more than what you can see, I mean, the idea of not knowing, you just have to believe. You put your head down, you're in the water, and just swim. Another example, coming back to the water scenario. Physically swimming in the water and not being able to see where there's any dry land, you can't even see beyond what you can see. There's the idea of maybe feeling hopelessness, and the moment you feel hopeless, again, that's defeating yourself. I mean, but if you believe that there is something beyond what you can see, and all you have to do is just keep going and keep swimming, I believe you will get there. You know, even if you don't get there, but along the way, the fact that you're moving forward and not stopping will be a transformation point. Something will happen. Something will happen. Death is not the end. But giving up before you actually die is even worse. Yeah. So I'd rather keep swimming. And if I die, then I know that's just something that is inevitable. But until that moment, I have to keep going.
Yeah, someone who doesn't have belief in themselves. I want to open my own shop, but there's not enough money. Or yeah. I want to travel the world, but all that excuses the lack excuses. Of confidence.
I guess the word that people misunderstand a lot is they say you can, you know, the word patience and practice. I think people misunderstand the word patience with the idea of sitting down and just waiting for something to fall out of the sky. Whereas I guess I believe that the word patience is the time you put into practicing or doing something towards whatever it is you desire doing. And also I'm a firm believer in the word, or there's a phrase from the Bible which says that faith the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain. Now, I mean, there's so many levels you could look at it. I mean, you might think to yourself, you look at a big mountain, you think, I could never move that.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible. It's just, you've already defeated yourself by just thinking, wow, that's too big. So we already defeat ourselves a lot of the times with the things we want to do, because there's something that either from experience or people around us might say, oh, forget it. I guess if you never do something in life, it's because you never really wanted to in the first place. And I guess motivation for me, I can't really speak for anybody, but for me, especially as I've gotten older, is my family. The idea of thinking that I can do things that somewhere along the way, maybe not even directly today, but in the distance, future, I don't know if I'll be there, but if I'm not there, I'd like to think that my actions or things I've done will make their lives somewhat a little bit better. I don't have any children yet. I guess maybe I'm also thinking about maybe my unborn children, but it's not just about that, it's about my family. I want to see my family strong. That's my biggest motivator.
If someone doesn't quite believe in their talent, but they want to do that, should they do it?
Or? I believe sometimes we know ourselves, and I guess if you want to do something, you have to first challenge yourself. And it's through challenging ourselves that we actually find out what we're capable of doing, because I guess through every challenge there is a point which we all must go through, and it's that reality, the pain of maybe accepting something, or the pain of actually just having to go through the pain in order to get through to through the door. Basically, in the sense, like, a lot of doors will be shut in your face, but if you don't keep going, you will never see that door that will actually open. So there's going to be many doors. There's so many doors around us, and not all of them are going to open for us, but only way to find out is to actually knock every single door until you find that door that opens.
Wow. It's true. Yeah. Mm. Damn. So try one thing at a time.
You have to try. You know, you have to try. And we have to be realistic. We can only do one thing at a time as well. I mean, I know people say that women can multitask. But I'm a man, I know I can't multitask, and I know for me to get the best out of myself, I have to do one thing at a time. And coming back to the faith of the size of a mustard seed, I guess everything starts with an action or an example. Brick by brick, you can build a foundation, and you find out your strengths with every brick that you put down, or every step that you take. Or every time you try, you know, to do something, you find out, okay, I mean, every day you learn. And life is a circle. Everything is on repeat. So it's like, if we keep going round and round, we must be taking note of everything that's happening through each circulation. And only then can we start to maybe mold ourselves to say, okay, the last time I came past this point, this happened. Or that happened. And so we constantly have to, I guess, evaluate or self-assess every single day, because every day, I'm very positive there's not one single person on the face of the earth not going through the circulation and ticking things off.
Like, life is like a loop, huh?
Everything it is goes a loop. Life is a circle, and it's repetition. You know, it's Monday, it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday, it's a month, it's a year, it resets. Even though we're forever evolving, in the sense that, example, from when you're a baby to when you're a man, obviously your body grows, but the idea of life itself is, you know, it's a circle, and I guess that's why we look at time in the sense as a circle. You know, it moves around, but it comes back. But not saying every moment is identical. You know, and this is where we have to recognize that development of every moment is different. So it's like every moment we must become either stronger, better, or more aware, or I don't know. It's questionable, just a question of individual people, how they reflect upon themselves and the things around us to not overshadow the person that you are, because I guess everything's within.
Would you say that takes time to develop, to get to know yourself from within?
It takes time, you know, to know yourself. I mean, to know yourself, I mean, you can't be scared, but I mean, I guess life takes all of us through many different phases and journeys, but I believe the emotions that we go through are all the same. It's just how we react individually to those emotions. Obviously, some people might handle situations differently, but whether it's better or worse comes back to us to an individual perspective, I guess, because personality is a big part. The things that happen around us as we're growing up, the people that we're around influence us a lot more than we actually believe. You know, it's like from being a child to being a man now, I can say I look at myself and I think, okay, I can see things in me now I do that I definitely didn't remember learning, but somehow along the way, being a child on a subliminal level, things are just being, you know, absorbed into my kind of like mental ability to then start doing things. It's an individual thing as well, but at the same time, as human beings, like I said before, we all go through the same emotions in different ways at different times, but it's the same emotions. So I guess that is where everything connects.
In a way, like what we go through is relatable with everyone in a different time.
In different times.
Yeah.
In different times. And obviously some people become maybe more positive. I guess it comes back to this accepting things. You know, the things that you can't change and the things that you can change. I guess that often relates to the final results of every day's actions.
How did you become the person that you are today, man? How are you so confident, and how do you acquire that wisdom? Do you have to go through a certain rough patch of life, or?
I guess I've been lucky,
yeah,
in some ways that I've had some very positive friends, people around me that I can see are doing things, and that kind of, in a sense, I guess, inspires me to want to be positive as well. You know, because sometimes I guess if you're too negative around people, it's kind of a drain, and people move away from you.
Yeah. You're not that pleasant to be around with.
Yeah, people move away from me. So it's like I try to be positive, because that way I hope that I'm positive enough to attract more positive energy. You know, it's that, you know, there's that old saying again. It's like when you worry too much, you'll actually attract those negative energies around you that will actually make your worries a more kind of a reality.
Amplifies it.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not saying don't worry, but I'm just saying look at life from a different perspective, and everything has a positive side. You know, that's the like the balance, I guess. You have to accept both the good and the bad, positive and negative, but it's what you do yourself with it, whether you take the negative or you take the positive. We always have that choice.
Yeah. Does someone have to feel ready to to be ready, to get ready. Like, for example, in certain period of our lives, we wouldn't feel that we are ready for a certain relationship, like a significant partner or whatever. But then we meet someone, and then do you have to feel ready to be ready, or is this that just flow of life?
I think sometimes when you start moving, it's like we come back to this road of not being able to see beyond a certain point. You can't plan beyond what you can't see. You can only plan for every step that you take towards that belief that there is something there that you can reach. And I guess with relationships, we have to take every day as it comes. Because it might sound like a contradiction, but more than today, or my actions of today, tomorrow is not really promised, even though I believe I'm going to be there. But if I'm not there, I cannot make promises for things that are not here right now, because things change with every step as we go forward through the simple decisions that we say. Today I had to come to work. You know, if I don't come to work, that's gonna have a cause and effect somewhere along the way. So I'd rather have, you know, help that cause and effect to kind of maybe more be the way I want things to come out.
Yeah.
So my actions will determine whether it comes out in a way that's more positive. But if I did something different, like not coming to work, the cause and effect of that might be that tomorrow, if I'm around, it's going to be a lot more negative. There'll be pressure on me because that pile of things I should have done is just going to keep piling up and piling up, and it's not going to change until I decide that I have to take them off one by one. And obviously the focus, the discipline, there's a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
There's a lot of challenges that would constantly be knocking you back. But ultimately, it's just believing in yourself, you know, and what you want, and taking the steps towards making that a reality.
I mean, you're just we're supposed to take it a day at a time,
yeah,
right? And then we will unfold new chapters, and then you open in new challenges.
Yeah,
that's how you see life.
Life is a day by day experience. You know, it is a day-by-day experience, and every day adds up. Every day adds up, you know, up to that point where we can see the results of what we actually started off searching for or reaching for. But, you know, at the point when you start, you don't even know where you're going to end up.
Yeah.
You don't know where you're going to end up, but again, that depends on your attitude as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you have that positive mindset where you say, I'm going to keep doing this and keep doing this and just keep going, chances are you're going to end up on the right side where there's no left or right. But, you know, I'm saying you're going to end up closer to reaching what you wanted to reach.
The thing is, I'm more conscious of this because I'm a traveler.
Yeah.
So I think if someone is like being based somewhere, you don't take that much of a risk. You're going through a routine. You don't really feel this, you know?
Yeah.
You don't really, you're not conscious of it. Like, conscious of the fact that life is the unknown. You're in your comfort zone, as we talked about.
I guess a lot of people do find it difficult to come out of their comfort zone because of maybe fears of not wanting to look outside their own kind of frame. I think traveling is very good. It opens up your perception of seeing things from a different perspective. You know, it's like there's so many different cultures, so many different people. But at the end of the day, we're all people. You know, as many differences we may have in physical point of view, on a kind of a, on a emotional level, we're all the same. We're all the same. Physically, if you want to really look into it, we all bleed red. So
yeah.
That is the color of life, if you want to put it that way. I think having an open mind is very important also. I mean, to be able to say that I'm going to look at this and not just close your mind and say, nope, it's black and white. You know, when you travel, you see things, you know, from a totally different perspective. It opens up your whole kind of dynamics of how you look at things. And you learn new things because everywhere you go, there is a new culture, you know, that you're being introduced to. And as a human being, we learn subliminally. We're constantly learning and absorbing things without really thinking about it consciously, but we learn and we adapt. And I think that's why the world now is probably a lot more diverse more than it's ever been, because people have traveled. The fears of not knowing what's on the other side of the world, or the fear of not knowing just fears of different cultures.
Fear of something that you're not familiar with.
Familiarity. Familiarity is...
It's funny, isn't it? Because, like, we are actually the whole world. We are the whole planet Earth. But we think our life revolves around whatever that we are surrounded by.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually way more than that. There's way more beyond
way
borders.
Way beyond.
It's crazy.
You know, it's way beyond. You know, that's, I mean, the universe is infinity, I guess, if you can put it that way. If you want to compare it to our time frame,
yeah,
you know, because we're stuck in a bubble. We're stuck in a bubble that's just spinning around.
Yeah. Life can be that complex or even simple, right? Mm. It's just how you look at it.
Perspective.
Yeah, perspective
makes a big difference to learning. I guess, and accepting things, you know, it's all perception. You know, people don't accept things because they can't see it, and people accept things because they can see.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think religion and races are limiting us in a way?
I think religion,
ethnicity,
and race have played a big part in maybe, say, the... I was going to say development, but not development, in kind of hindering human development, you know, because they're like negative elements.
Yeah.
Religion is supposed to be positive,
yeah,
you know, but when you look at the world, certain parts of the world, you think things are happening because of religion, when really it shouldn't be things happening because of religion. Things should be happening because of the people. You know, religion is supposed to be about teaching, people to be good. That's what the first thing in most religions you look at. The one thing that comes out, let's say, you're supposed to be good. I mean, we learn to be good and we know what bad is. But generally, religion should be promoting goodness in humanity. When you look around, it's not that.
Yeah.
You know, it brings out that kind of evil in humanity.
It brings out fear.
Fear. And fear is good, but paranoia, when fear leads you into a state of paranoia, it's not good.
Yeah.
And that's what I think fear does to a lot of people. It installs certain paranoias about them where they're scared to say, oh, I'm not going to do that, or I can't go there, or if I go there, this is going to happen. And this is all in the head. You know, the physically haven't happened to them, but in the head, it's all happened. Fear can be good. Fear can be very dangerous as well. Again, everything is about perspective. You know, I think certain societies or governments might use fear to kind of like get into the fabric of people to control them.
Yeah, limitation. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the whole. I mean, we've heard lots of. I guess if you can say a lot of sayings like divide and conquer.
Yeah.
You know, put fear into a man and he will follow you. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, we laugh about it, but in a sense, it works. Mm. You know, because people, when a person is scared, the state of paranoia in their mind makes them do everything they can do to avoid that picture that's in their head. You know what I mean?
like what's happening in the world right now with fear, right? Corona. I mean, it depends how you look at it, but
yeah,
it has an element of fear and paranoia in it.
Yeah.
And it's sort of putting people in where, like, taming human beings in a way.
I guess we're being the fabric is being restitched again. I guess again, it's how we accept it, look at it differently, and say, you know what, it is happening, and at the end of the day, we just have to adapt.
You know? It's time to flip the script, right? And this is the opportunity for you to ask anything.
I was curious in the sense of like your perception of life. Is it what is your perception? I mean, on everything, and then like in the sense of like what I've said to you.
I think I relate to you 100%, or maybe more than that.
Mm.
Remind myself that like, you have to save yourself first. Everybody's in water, sink or swim, seeing what your eyes can't see. Mm. That's how I believe all this while. I believe in myself and I get through the door.
Yeah.
It's funny how everything you said, you are reminding myself of the chapters that I've learned throughout this journey.
We all go through the same emotions
and
just different
timelines. Yeah, man.
You know, and how all of us react is different, but it's the same.
It's the same thing. Isn't it?
Same things.
The essence.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people do forget.
Yeah.
You know, they don't, you know, through that circulation of life, they're not paying attention.
That's a secret, isn't it? Paying attention.
They're not paying attention. You could do the same thing for 100 years, and if you're still doing it the same way that you did it on the first day, there's something wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like, if obviously you must be so much better after doing it 100 times.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have looked at it from every single possible angle. And you definitely should be doing it better. You know, it's like if I say I'm going to climb a cliff one day, and if I climb that cliff every day, obviously I'm not going to just get more physically stronger, but also I should also develop a certain sense of agility to be able to get up that cliff faster every day.
Mm. Yeah, like a different skill, technique. Mm. Yeah, man. Yeah.
And then also another example somebody said to me a long time ago, you know, like sometimes we get stuck in this idea of feeling that, you know, people often say it's the same, a new day, same shit.
Same shit, different day.
Yeah, same shit, different day. It's like you think, but come on, really? So I took it into my own kind of perception. And I thought, okay, so really what I'm saying is if I come out of my front door every morning and literally as I open the door in front of me is a hole, and every day I'm going to open the door, boom, fall in. Yeah, that's the same shit every day, isn't it? But if I'm paying attention to what's actually happening every day, at some point, if not straight away, I should realize that, hey, there's a hole in front of my door. So when I open the door, I should either go to the side or go through the back door. and then around. But as human beings, we have this, I think, I don't know what it is, but this habit of constantly falling back into the same traps every day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we know it. It's like, again. But
yeah, it's insane, isn't it?
It's like at some point, you've got to look back at yourself and say, what am I doing? Wasting time. It's like we almost enjoy wasting time.
Yeah.
You know, we enjoy licking our wounds. We enjoy being in pain. But, you know, life is much more. You know, life is about the actual experience of taking in everything and finding yourself at that point where you can say, you know what? I'm happy with myself. And all I have to do is just keep doing what I'm doing. Keep swimming. You know, it doesn't matter if I never reach dry land, but I have to keep swimming. And that's the question of faith. How much do you believe? You know, some people believe blindly, and some people believe because they need to see it. And I guess between the line, you can only be one or the other.
Yeah, man. Wow. That's good stuff, man. Yeah. Shit.
It's like, I think a lot too much.
Yeah, that's my problem. And down to the last question for you, man. If you have one last piece of recording audio right now for your unborn children, 15 years from now, they're here listening, they're just figuring out life, and you have these gems that you want to tell them right now, what will you say to them?
That's a very good question.
Thanks.
Wow. I guess the only one thing I can say is just to be honest, because at the end of every day, if you're not honest with yourself, you can't be honest with anybody else. And if you're lying to yourself, it means you're lying to everybody else. And against anything that you want to do, you're still lying to yourself. So I guess the most important thing is to be honest to yourself, to be honest with yourself. And then you can do everything that you're doing knowingly that it is what you want to do. You know, a lot of people, I think, put aside sometimes their true feelings and keep doing things. And the danger with that is at some point you're going to find out it's just going to be like a volcano, it's going to erupt and things will just be pieces all over the place. So I think most important thing is to be honest.
Be honest.
To yourself first, and then you can be honest to others.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for being part of the Hello, hello, Kopi Kamilo podcast.
I was very fascinated. I mean, like the other day when you came in, I was thinking, okay, wow, okay. I've you know, podcast, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you for the opportunity.
You'll be surprised like how many people you will rub off. Like positivity and documented audio, it just goes on loop. One is it just helps. Mm. And it will help yourself too sometimes when you listen back to your own self speaking for yourself.
I think a lot of the time is that's that saying again, isn't it? We can only learn from our history, things that we've been through already.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. That is a gem. We have like a real quick burger down here. It'll be nice, man. Hey, thanks. I'll just put it on this side.
A Philly?
Maybe Jamaica? Is that the second batch, right?
Yeah, well, everything is good.
We don't
write them. Hello, Kopi Kamilo podcast. Hello, Kopi Kamilo podcast.